Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Monday morning video of encouragement and prayer. If you're watching on Facebook, my feed is kind of messed up and reversed this morning, and looks really strange if I flip it around to where it would look normal, but apologize for that. This morning, as we spend time together, I was spending time with God earlier and have begun through a devotional book, Here Am I, about responding to God's calling in our life. And today's topic is about being called to be a blessing. And so often we like the idea of being blessed. We like the idea of God's blessing upon us, and we're not really that opposed to being a blessing to those that can bless us, those that can do good to us. But God calls it for each of us to go beyond that, to be a blessing to those who may mistreat us, those that we disagree with, to those that disagree with us. God's desire is that we would be a blessing to one another, no matter who those one another's are. So many times we look at what we can get out of a situation rather than what we can put into it, rather than what we can give to someone else. So I would encourage you today to look for ways that you can be a blessing. I know these are difficult times. I know that tempers are short in many people, and we're kind of living on the edge. People are tired of the uncertainty, of the unknown. They're tired of the fear. They're tired of being tired. And they're tired of being controlled and restricted and told what they can do and what they can't do and where they can go and where they can't go. We live here in America in a country that we're not used to seeing such restrictions. And it's been a long time since we've done so. And particularly at this level. And so regardless of how people choose to interact with you, be a blessing. Jesus said to bless those that persecute you, who even one of the translations used the word spitefully misuse you. Now that's pretty deliberate in my vocabulary. Someone would deliberately mistreat me. And God says to bless them. You see, when we are called to God for His work, He's calling each and every one of us, no matter where we are. We've learned throughout this pandemic that we can worship God together from wherever we are. As a matter of fact, His Word, He tells us that we can call upon Him from wherever we are, and He will listen, He will hear us. But the same is true for participating in a sacred calling of God, that we can do that from wherever we are, from whatever occupation we've chosen, that we've been called into, that we work at. We can be a blessing to others. And that is something that God has called every one of us to do. Today, as we begin the new work week, and here in Indiana, a new loosening of restrictions as far as what can be open and what can't. Although here in St. Joe County, a requirement to begin wearing face covering masks in enclosed areas, particularly when you can't distance yourself from others. And for some, it means going back to work or preparing to go back to work. I know just because things have loosened up a bit that not everybody's ready. Not all of the businesses and companies are ready to reopen. And so some may be preparing and looking forward to that day. Others are still off, still unable to work. Some have worked through all of this and continue to work. You see, we're all in this together, but we're all walking a path of our own. And our path may be similar to someone else's, and it may be very different from someone else's. But how we treat them, no matter what their path looks like, ought to be a blessing to them. And in the text I used to kind of frame up this to today's devotion, it talks about blessing others, and in doing so, receiving the inheritance of a blessing that God has in store for us. You see, there is light at the end of the tunnel when we learn a lifestyle of blessing others. We experience the blessing that God desires for us. And not just a blessing that lasts for a day or a few hours, but a blessing that goes on for eternity. Today, as you consider how to bless others, we continue to be in some phase of social distancing and isolation and small group, and particularly large group, not being able to get together. Spend time considering how you can bless someone else. As I've said throughout these devotions, sometimes just people that come to mind would benefit greatly from a phone call. Perhaps they came to mind because God's Spirit whispered to you and said, call them. Send them a message. Let them know that they're not alone in this. Perhaps it's a needed encouragement that only you can give. I spoke the other day about comforting others with the comfort that we ourselves have received. And because we are walking rather unique paths and situations, they're not fully unique. The things we experience, others also experience. Not everybody, but enough people that we can encourage those with the same encouragement that we ourselves received when we walk through the valley that they're in. We can rejoice with others with the same joy that we had when we walked across the mountaintop that they're experiencing. See, I hope one of the things that we've learned through this, and it's a tough one for me because of things in my life that I'm a rather non-social person. The idea of being a hermit doesn't sound that bad and never has in my life. And yet we still need people. And we still need interaction. We still need the encouragement of one another. And we still need to be a blessing to others, just as God blesses us. So today, as we pray, pay attention to God's word. Pay attention to His Spirit moving within your life. Pay attention to any of the promptings that come within your soul of how to bless and encourage someone else. And then do it. It's one thing to recognize God's calling. It's a whole different thing to respond to it and say, here am I. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Here in northern Indiana, beginning at least as a beautiful sunshine day. I pray that each one of us would look to you fully in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of the things that we're going through right now. And while it's so easy to focus on ourselves and what we need and how things have changed in our life, help us today to look beyond that to see how we can bless someone else. To consider what you've put into our life already that perhaps we can share. And maybe it's a tangible thing, some sort of item that we have more than what we need. But maybe it's just a word. Couple words, a social media message, a private message, a phone call, a card, a letter. Maybe God, that's what you have put into our life to be able to share today. So whether it's something physical that another person can need or whether it's a word, may we be mindful of how to share that. And may we do it. May we respond to your calling with a resounding, "Here am I." Father, I continue to pray that this virus would be wiped from the face of the earth. That you would give great wisdom to those that are seeking you, even as they research and study and come up with vaccines and treatments. Father, may people across this land, across this world, turn to you. May you receive the glory and honor that you are due. May your people rise up in worship. Oh, Father, we live in such a time where many are quick to rise up for their rights and their perceived rights, and yet become rather hesitant when it comes to honoring you and sharing you with others. Father, I pray continually for the children that are going through this, especially the children whose home life is not a good thing at all the time. Some that are living in streets and shelters, and some with absent parents that drop in and out that may not treat them well. Some with parents that are overwhelmed by what's going on around them to such an extent they just don't have the ability to care for their child in the way that they ought. Father, help me to be mindful of those and to not just lift them in prayer, but to be aware of where they're at and how they really can be helped. Father, for children in general who have had their lives turned upside down, many were probably rejoicing in those first days of school buildings being closed, and then the reality hit of the isolation aspect of it. Father, for parents trying to parent and teach and work and do so many other things from home, and some that are in and out of the home going to work, and still trying to balance so many tasks that they've not been used to doing. Father, may we find ways to help our children experience joy and peace in the midst of all of the uncertainty around us. Father, just as the parents would bring little children to Jesus to have him bless them, I ask for that blessing on the children in our families and our community. Father, for those that are working in healthcare facilities and delivering our packages and mail, and those that are in the stores stocking shelves and manning checkout lanes and overseeing what's going on. For those that are in our streets as emergency service workers and our police and fire departments, and so many other tasks that have been faithfully accomplishing their work through all of this. May you protect them and watch over them. And not simply from this virus, but from the anger and bitterness that may well up within the people they interact with. Father, I do ask and I pray that you would help each one of us to find ways to honor Jesus, especially in the things that we don't like, in the circumstances that we're not comfortable with, in the decisions that others make that we oppose. Especially in those times, Father, may we find ways to lift up Jesus and to honor him. In the difficult times, in the times when our faith is put to the test, in the times when our words and actions need to match the most. And so, Father, as we live today, whatever today brings, whatever amount of normalcy and whatever amount of confusion, may we lift up Jesus, that he would draw many to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me this morning, and I do hope and pray that you will find ways today to be a blessing to others, just as God has chosen to bless you. Have a great day, and stay tuned for future episodes.